learn English too. Have you thought about the answer to the question I posed last week? What is grammar? Well, there are quite a few correct answers to this simple but in fact tricky question. Here are some of the possibly acceptable answers. Grammar is what you get in a grammar book. Then we have Wren and Martin's grammar, Nesfield's grammar, Jespersen's grammar, Jan Voet's grammar, Quirk's grammar, Geoffrey Leach and Jan Swartwick's grammar, and Huddleston's grammar. With Huddleston's grammar, I have come only as close as 1988. I don't know about any other grammar that's more recent, but these are all grammars of English, and these grammars can be given labels. School grammar can be the label for Nesfield's and Wren and Martin's. They were written for school students and they had the correct-incorrect dichotomy in mind. Their grammars are therefore prescriptive. Jespersen's and Jan Voet's are scholarly and perhaps not meant for learners. The works of Quirk, Leach and Huddleston have been written in the light of the then current breakthroughs in the field of linguistics and sociolinguistics. Therefore, they are more comprehensive and highly improved. They have the acceptable, unacceptable instead of correct, incorrect outlook in mind, and their grammars are therefore descriptive rather than prescriptive. A teacher of English must be familiar with all these grammars, but a learner need not. I say this because when a child acquires its mother tongue, does he know anything about grammar? Or do you teach the child grammar? Does the child identify a noun by its definition? Does the child bother about subject, verb and object? The young learners at school are being taught just these. And then, with so many English medium schools, why can't their students speak or write even working kind of English after school? Think for a while. Can you play cricket by learning the rules of the game? Do you have to teach automobile engineering when you want a boy to learn how to drive a car? And don't you see slum boys playing mohalla cricket rather well and uneducated drivers driving cars and buses? How have they learned? Cricket by watching on TV and driving by minimal guidance in what is what and the how part by watching and driving or just driving. One must therefore understand that language like cricket or driving is a bundle of skills, and skills are best learnt by minimal guidance and discovering for oneself and then practicing and practicing and practicing. No one can claim to teach skills. Skills are there to learn. Then what does the teacher do? Well, the teacher should understand that he is not there to teach but to facilitate. He should only facilitate and facilitate so that learning happens. With this background, a teacher needs to work out working grammar that works for the learners. They do need some grammar for help because they have now to learn the other tongue and not acquire the mother tongue. And the teacher should now churn out strategies that suit second language learning. Now try to answer a few questions. Is there a grammar of wearing clothes, of cooking food, and of eating? Does a man wear a sari? Does he wear a blouse with trousers? Do they cook vegetables with wheat and tea powder? Or do you drink tea with pickles? No. A man doesn't go with a sari. In men's wear, a blouse doesn't go with trousers. He replaces the blouse with a shirt. In all these, there's a system of what goes with what and what replaces what. And this system works everywhere, doesn't it? This system in language, in fact, is its grammar.